You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Not long ago, Anbar province in Iraq was used by war critics to illustrate why they believed the U.S. policy was failing. Well, a lot has changed since the implementation of the surge and counterinsurgency strategy in Iraq. Earlier this year, the Iraqis took official control of Anbar province, and now the ongoing stability there is allowing U.S. Marines to rotate out of Anbar at a rate that will have the Corps gone completely from there within the next month. So how did this happen, and what does it tell us about how much has changed in the entire country? For answers, we turn to David Bellavia, Vice Chairman and Founder of Vets for Freedom. He's also a veteran of the Iraq War and of the brutal 2004 battle for Fallujah. His memoir of that fight is entitled House to House. And Dave, it's always great to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Why has Anbar province been such a turnaround? What has made it so successful since the implementation of the surge?
First of all, it goes without saying that buckets and buckets of American blood certainly have been one of the reasons why you're seeing some of the insurgents there coming up with other reasons to fight us on the ground. But what this really comes down to is it really just shows how Al-Qaeda really overplayed their hand in 2003 and 2004. You know, Fallujah was always looked at, even during the Saddam time, it was a city of badlands. It was always a city that had a chip on its shoulder. There were roving gangs there, and, you know, they always had that demeanor about them, that they were pretty rough people. And when the insurgents came in there and started to really push around the population, you know, the Iraqi people, especially in Anbar and in Ramadi and Fallujah, they didn't really appreciate it. The Americans came in, we pushed back, and they started to see Al-Qaeda as the occupier, and Al-Qaeda as the barbarians that they were.
Dave, we've heard from some political leaders, I believe Senator Obama included, that in their opinion, the real turning point was getting the tribal leaders in that area to turn against Al-Qaeda, and you talked about that a little bit. But what is the real balance here between the American strategy, the American presence, and the decision of these tribal leaders?
Well, I mean, what it always was, you know, the mistakes that we made in Iraq and it just kind of was magnified in Anbar was the fact that, you know, this is a tribal society in Iraq. We kind of forced a little bit of a European parliament system down that they didn't have a very good understanding of that. But when you really look at why working with tribal leaders in Anbar particularly, why that was so successful, was because of the fact that, you know, the Iraqi people, proud just like any other people, Al-Qaeda comes into their areas and they start, you know, pushing around the male population. They start, you know, forcing marriages with daughters and neighbors. Push came to shove. The American population was looked at. They followed our media and they said, you know, the Americans are going away. Fallujah was not the Battle of Normandy that it was promised to be. There wasn't a really big push into Ramadi like Fallujah. So the citizens of Anbar were basically saying, you know, the Americans are weak. They're going to go home. Once it was determined that the American population and the American military were going to support whatever it took, the surge in particular, the citizens of Anbar basically said, look, you know, this is the strongest tribe. The Americans aren't going anywhere, and Al-Qaeda can be defeated.
Well, what are we seeing on the political front? How much reconciliation, how much progress is happening in the last few months?
You know, we just had the largest, Sunni bloc rejoin the Maliki government. The mistakes that the Sunnis made in 2005 by boycotting the election, they've understood the error of their way. The reconciliation is there. Depacification law is passed. The election is up and running as of now. And it looks like we're going to have 100% participation from all political parties inside of Iraq. This is huge. And what this means is that there's no more the mentality of those that are trying to control Iraq right now is now, if we can't win, we're going to have to do this through our elected officials. We're going to have to do this through elections. And then when I was in Iraq and when so many others were there, if you didn't win politically, you picked up a rocket and planted an IED. They're moving towards a post-war mentality, and this is brilliant to see.
We're talking with David Bellavia, Vets for Freedom, himself a veteran of the Iraq War. And Dave, I know earlier this year you had the chance to go back to Iraq and actually patrol the same streets where you had that bloody battle back in 2004 as well, see other parts of the country. Is the story from Anbar pretty much the same nationwide? I know some areas are calmer than others, but is there basically a completely changed Iraq in the last 2 years?
Yeah, it's without recognition of what it was in 2004. I mean, I understand the Fallujah, a city about the size of Tampa Bay, Florida, and the States. There was not one house. I mean, I would challenge anyone to find me one building in Fallujah that didn't have some sort of scar from battle, a bullet hole, some sort of artillery round. The entire city was literally Mad Max. You know, and we get back to Fallujah not even a month ago. They're selling lawnmowers in Fallujah. You know, and that would, by the way, you know, read between the lines, they have grass in Fallujah. You know, there's so many things that just are alien to us. You know, and it's great to see. And at the same time, what it means is that all of our sacrifice in that area and the hundreds and hundreds of brave men and women that we lost, it's worth it. And the Iraqi people appreciate it. And thank God we've turned the corner.
Dave, last 30 seconds here. What do you make of the media in all of this? There was wall-to-wall coverage of every marketplace bombing, but virtually no coverage of Anbar being safe to the point that the Marines can completely deploy from there.
It's great that Iraq is no longer an issue that can be used as a political soccer ball, but at the same time, you know, it's about time we gave credit where credit's due. Our American military is the best in the world, and just the reason why you're seeing this turturnaround is because of the hard work and the you know, brutal sacrifice that our men and women have made.
Well, that's certainly true. And Dave, thank you for your service, and thank you very much for being with us today.
Hey, thank you.
David Bellavia is Vice Chairman and Founder of Vets for Freedom. He's also a U.S. Army veteran of the Iraq War and of the 2004 Battle for Fallujah. His memoir on that engagement is entitled House to House. This is Dateline Washington.